Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now I have been teaching from a series called Understanding Divine Direction. You know, there are millions of people who are searching for the reason why they exist. And you know, that's one of the questions that we all, at one time or another, deal with in our lives. Now, the scientists want us to believe that, you know, the theory of evolution is actually a fact, but it is a theory, small t theory, in fact. Darwin's general theory presumes that complex creatures evolved from more simplistic ancestors, and naturally, over time, they began to evolve. Well, he was never able to find that missing link. They're still searching, but of course, they won't find it because it's just not true. Let the church say amen. So many scientists, you know, not just creationist scientists, but others are now saying, you know what, this thing is bogus because this just can't be. Folks, listen, when you listen to God, when you go to the Word of God, that's where you're going to find truth. You can't find it and you can't rely on it anywhere else. You know, the Bible tells us the truth about our existence in Genesis chapter 1 and 27, where it says, God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. And I know that there's a little bit of discussion about gender identity today, but let's just stick with what the Word of God says. The Bible says in verse 28, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it. I want to begin by reminding you that you were born to serve a prophetic purpose. And before you were even born, God knew you. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and 4, it says, the Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart to be my spokesman to the nations. And you know what? God made Jesus our example to understand his plans for our lives must take priority. Why? Because we've been given a mission. We're all here for a prophetic purpose. And that purpose is to help save the world. Jesus being our example really explains that in how he came from heaven and humbled himself to die for the sins of the world. And the Bible says, he said, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. But now listen to what it says about Jesus in the scripture. It says, and this is Philippians 2 and 5, that you must have the same attitude that Jesus had. For though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something he had to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. And when he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor. If you're going to understand God's divine direction for your life, you've got to have the same attitude that Jesus had. No matter what the cost, it's not your will, but God's will be done. Now, it's going to be difficult to put God on the throne of your life and keep self out of that chair. That's just a fact. But that's the only way you're going to really know God's true direction for your life. I want you to listen to what it says in Romans chapter 12 and 1 because it goes a little bit deeper, telling us that we have to actually surrender our bodies to God so that we can follow him fully and just let him guide us that way. Listen to what it says. It says, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all that he's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable, because this is truly the way to worship him. And don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Now, I know that this is a social media culture, and I know that that culture is follow me. But, you know, probably as Christians, we need to be saying follow him. See, we've got to have the same attitude that Jesus had. Why? Because we serve a higher purpose. In fact, that's the title of the message today. You serve a higher purpose. You know, it's important for you to realize that because you serve that higher purpose, that others may do something, others can, but you can't. Why? Because God has chosen you. God has a special purpose and plan for your life. And because of that, he is using you as his representative to the world. But in doing so, it's not all about you. It's really all about him. It's really all about Jesus Christ and what he wants to do in the lives of people, because there is a sin problem that we all have to deal with. And no matter how handsome and cute you are, you can't help anybody when it comes to their sin in their lives other than to point them to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. You know, John the Baptist, God actually had a man born to say, follow Jesus, to identify that he was the Messiah. And even though he was a very popular person at that time, baptizing everyone who would come to him in the wilderness, there came a time when Jesus came on the scene and he realized, hey, I'm really representing him. I need to be telling people to follow him. Listen to what it says in John 1 and 35. John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples who followed him. And as Jesus walked by, he looked at Jesus and said, there's the Lamb of God. He's the one who's going to die for the sins of the world. And when his two disciples heard it, they followed Jesus. They left him and followed Jesus. The greatest thing that you can do is to get someone's attention to follow Jesus Christ. It's not all about us. And yet, that is really what the devil tries to make our lives center around, ourselves. What is good for me? What do I feel like doing today? Who do I feel like being associated with? How, the great things that can happen for me. Folks, listen, you weren't put here on this earth for you. You were put here because you serve a prophetic purpose. God saw something that needed to be done in time and inserted you in this era to take care of it for him, to represent him before the world, to let them know that life is greater than just the possessions you have and the relationships you have and the money and all of the other things that seem to be so bright or seem to be in front of us and saying this is what life is all about. No, it's really about Jesus Christ and accepting him as Lord and Savior, because that's the baseline for understanding God's divine direction for your life, that there's a plan and that there's a purpose for your life. Now, how many of you will be honest and say that you know if it weren't for God, you probably wouldn't be sitting here today? Let me see your hand. That's all of you. Thank God you realize that. Folks, listen. You need to understand that God has been with you even before you were born, but especially after you were born. Now, there are many of you, and I know people's testimony in this church, and there are so many other testimonies that we all have of how God delivered us from death, how the doctors gave up, but God stepped in. It's because of the divine assignment that's on your life. That's what brought the miracle. Now, some of us had accidents, and you know what? We walked away without even damage to our bodies or even our hair being all fluffed up. I mean, why? Because God took care of us in an accident where somebody else may have died or been in the hospital or had broken bones. God has been protecting your life. God has been walking with you. God has been helping you. And it's because of your prophetic purpose. You need to understand it's your prophetic purpose that is keeping you alive in this world. There is a purpose for your life. And apart from everything else you're doing, you've got to find out. You've got to discover, what is it that God wants me to do? Well, he's given you gifts to help you identify that. He's given you talents to help you to identify that. But today I want you to focus on that main purpose, that ultimate purpose to serve God. It's really to shine a light on who God is and tell people who Jesus Christ is so that their lives can be changed for all eternity. Your assignment is to be a messenger of the gospel. That's your purpose in life. That's your true ultimate purpose in life. You know, since man's rebellion and eternal judgment, God has been sending messengers to guide humanity back to God. He is the only one who has salvation for the world. Now, people may question religion and question Christianity about all this about sin and salvation and all of that, but everybody knows that we all have a bent toward evil. We all have a desire to do what's wrong. That's sin. That's a result of sin. The Bible says that our first parents, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God, and as a result, it let sin in to the DNA of all humanity. Well, God had told them, the day that you eat of that forbidden fruit, Adam, you're going to die. Guess what? Then death came into the DNA of all humanity. First spiritual death, then physical death, and then eternal death. Jesus Christ is the only one qualified to deliver us from our sins and to set us free and to change our lives and to, in fact, put us in the right direction for God's destiny for our life. Now, from the very beginning, God has been saying, I'm the Savior. Come to me. There is no other gods. There, you know, we talk about different religions. I just have to tell you guys, respectfully, there's only one God. We just need to all get on board and serve him. In Isaiah chapter 45 and 21, it says, for there is no other God but me, a righteous God and Savior. There is none but me. Let all the world look to me for salvation, for I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have sworn by my own name, I have spoken the truth, and I will never go back on my words, for every knee will be bent to me, and every tongue will confess allegiance to me.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here, and how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Hear the voice of God. And God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to make that so for all humanity. Jesus didn't just die for a few. He died for the entire world. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, but there is no one, I'm sorry, there For there is but one God. I'm glad we got that straight. There's but one God. And there's but one mediator between God and men. His name is Christ Jesus, and he gave himself for the redemption for all of us. I'm going to give you another scripture, Acts 4 and 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. God's message of salvation is universal. In Romans chapter 6 and 21, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, people say, Pastor, man, you use a lot of scriptures, man. Like, you make a statement, then you use a scripture. That's right. You want to know why? Because it's not my opinion. I want you to know that it's what God is really saying to you. You know, it's the Word of God that carries power. It's the Word of God that brings power to change. I've heard preachers who give you a verse in the Bible, mostly topical sermons, and man, they are really so exciting sometimes. But you just get like one verse, and then we just go from there. And we take a whole ride going somewhere, you know, and it's so exciting. But sometimes when you get to the close of the message and you're in the parking lot, people say, what was the message about? And you say, well, I don't know, but it was exciting. It was a great ride, man. It was so cool. See, you got to understand something about the Word of God. The Holy Spirit brings back to us the things that are said in the Word of God. And that's why we need the Word of God, and also the scriptures keep the preacher straight. Somebody say amen. Now look, without accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, you're under the devil's dominion and doom for eternal judgment, just like him. The Bible says in Matthew 25 and 41, he will also say to those on the left, those who have rejected Jesus Christ, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The devil is trying to get as many people to go to hell with him as he possibly can. And he's busy. He's getting a big crew too. The Bible says that hell hath enlarged itself. You see, he has really deceived the world to think that there are many religions and many ways to God. The Bible says broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many will find it. But narrow is the way of salvation, and few will find it. Now, folks, you need to understand something, that when we accept Jesus as Savior, we become children of God. So don't live beneath your birthright. You know what? Most of our children don't have a filter. Most of our children take advantage of the fact that you're their parents. And if they want something, they come right to you boldly and say, hey, may I have this, mom and dad? And you know, sometimes they're not even thinking about the best way to say it. They just blurt it out. Oh, I like that. Some of them are more cautious and say, do you think we can afford that? You need to say, can we afford that? You can't afford anything. So you need to say, mommy, daddy, can you afford that? You know, it's really something that as children, many of them think that that's their room. That's their house. Oh, let me take you, telling their friends. Oh, come on, let me take you by my house. Oh, and that's my car. Don't you like my car? That's my car. Look, newsflash, children. None of those things belong to you. They belong to your parents. But then at the same time, they'll say, yeah, but if I wait long enough, they'll all be mine. You don't have to wait for them to become yours with God. The things that God has for you, they're yours right now. The Bible says that God has given us an inheritance through Jesus Christ. Once you accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, you have a divine inheritance from heaven that God wants to share with you. A part of that is your purpose that he's given you. But beyond that, it's health, it's strength, it's provision, it's protection. It's all of the things that you need in your life. It's divine favor. It's blessings. All of those things God has given to you as his children. And all you have to do is ask for them. All you have to do is by faith receive them and begin to walk in them in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Now we discover God's direction for us through the knowledge of Jesus Christ through his word, the Holy Bible, and through his guide, the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to say it again because we're all looking for our identity like so many people in the world. Well, the Bible lets us know right up front, your identity is found in Jesus Christ. You want to know how you're supposed to act and what your focus in life is supposed to be? God wants you to look at his son, Jesus. In fact, the Bible tells us in Romans 8 and 29, God knew his people in advance and he chose them to become like his son. Jesus Christ is our example. And he kept saying, it's not about me. I didn't come to be served. I came to serve others. It's not about me. I came to do the will of the Father. It's not about me. And it's not about you. You came here to be like me, Jesus said. As the Father has sent me, he's sending you. And folks, let me just tell you, there's such great urgency in us fulfilling our part and our mission that God has given every single one of us in this building, because God wants us to share with others the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of salvation and eternal life. Why? Because Jesus will be returning very soon. It's only a matter of time. We are living in a prophetic season that we are watching so much all around us that is moving quickly toward the return of Jesus Christ. Have you been noticing what's been happening in our country with the wildfires, earthquakes? Let's go around the world, tsunamis. I mean, how about the lava coming in Hawaii and all around? That's one of my favorite destinations, Hawaii. But all that lava down there gives me pause. I'm going to have to go to Arizona or something. You know, all of these things are happening, though. Why? To let us know what's going to happen. People laugh at our president of the Space Force. The Bible says two asteroids are going to come down during the tribulation period and hit different parts of the world. Did you know that? In fact, you know, I really follow the news closely. And when President Obama, he first came into office, one of the first things he said on a news report was, we want to go to space and learn how we can destroy asteroids that may be coming toward the United States. It's right in the Bible. It's amazing, folks. These are things that are about to happen to this planet. Right now, we have been given the opportunity to share with people the truth of the gospel. And that's why you need to know the book of Revelation. Don't be afraid of that book. There's so much prophecy in that book about things that are just about to happen, and people need to understand. You know, most people, when you talk about salvation, it's like, well, I don't mind going to hell because all my friends are going to be there. Have you ever heard that one? All my friends, I'm really not worried about hell. Well, let me just tell you about hell. The Bible says it's going to be a place of outer darkness. If your friends are there, you won't even be able to see them. You'll be saying, hey, Jerry, hey, Tom, are you there? But the Bible says they'll be weeping and wailing, so they probably will not answer you back, at least discernibly. You'll say, hey, Jerry. You'll say, ah! Oh, there, that's you, Jerry? Hey, Jimmy, is that you? Ah! Yeah, that's Jimmy. See, we think it's a place we're going to spend with our friends. We're going to, you know, take out the Colt 45 and whatever else, and we're just going to have a party. You're not going to do that. And besides that, the Bible says there's fire there. There's fire, not self-contained fire all around. People are going to be burning in fire. You know, you don't hear a lot of messages about hell because of the fact that people just really don't want to think about that. But folks, it's a fact. It's going to happen. It already exists right now. But a part of our purpose is to warn people that without Jesus Christ, that's where you're going to spend eternity.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is You Serve a Higher Purpose, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.